find one more of these and then I got to find.
Wonderful. We're at Burnham-on-Sea Wooden Lighthouse, which is about, I don't know, probably about a kilometre from where we've parked. And it's a fairly small structure in the grand scheme of things. But it's a wooden box that stands on 9 stilts. And the base of the lighthouse itself is probably 2, 4, 5 metres up. And then it reaches further up another 5 metres, I would say. So we're looking at the front of it at the minute. There's a huge red stripe vertically down the middle of it. White either side. It's white otherwise. I take it that lamp on the front is the light. Which isn't very big. It must just flash. But, Molly in the water. The light is a... cylindrical.
I got 11 because I found 2 tiny ones.
Oh, that's wonderful. The light is a cylindrical beacon about 40 centimetres tall, and it's a bit narrow at the top, so it's a little bit conical. Probably about 25 centimetres or so diameter at the top and about 35 centimetres at the bottom diameter. So the tide is out. I can see a power station across to my right, across the sands, the mud flats as well. It's grey, overcast. People are sneezing with the cold wind. It's not the nicest of days, I must admit. There's quite a lot of people on the beach, actually. The beach is, with the tide being out, is just massive. It's, you know, I don't know, 100, 200, well, I suppose you get about 250 to 300 metres out, and then you hit the water, but it's there are warning signs all over the place that there are dangerous sinking sands and mud, and that's way down there. We're not going down there. But thanks to... Turbo Street for the top tips. So this is one lighthouse. There are 3 lighthouses in total. I think as I kind of walk back towards where we're parked, facing towards Burnham-on-Sea, kind of seafront, I think there's a second lighthouse across to my left. I can't see it from here, but I think I did see it as I drove, in this direction. Molly has found a tennis ball, so she's suitably wet and dirty. Harry! Should we walk on that side? So there's quite a lot of people on the beach. We're on the dog walking beach. What? We're coming across. Stay there. Stay on that side of the water. This is the dog walking side of the beach, which is just massive. And then, you know, there's an area equally the same size on the other side of the divide. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. This side's bigger. It kind of goes off around the corner to the right behind me there. So, lady riding a horse on the beach there. She came up to the lighthouse, turned around and went back. I think there's levels. As I kind of look along the width of this beach, there's definitely levels. You know, up to my far left is are dunes covered in plants with some soft sand. And then there's some flat, hard, compact sand about 25 metres wide. And then this next section that I'm on now... kind of slopes down towards my right here into the sort of towards the water, which is a lot more wet. And then there's a band of wetness that's been caught because the sand raises up a little bit, after it. The wet areas, anything from probably 30 metres wide to about 2 metres in places. So the sand raises up, but then it goes down again towards the water. And there's another bit of wet, the area that's been caught by raised sand on the other side of it. And then it goes down to the water. And it's all mucky, it's all murky, muddy looking water. There's nothing nice, you know, it's not even blue, you know. Not even dark, it's just muddy. I hope that man's going to clean his dog waste up. Do you know, I frequently talk about dogs messing, don't I, on audio boom posts. So wind is blowing from behind me. Yes, he has cleaned it up. Good on you, because I'm watching him. Yeah, the wind's blowing from behind me. We saw it a cup of coffee. We saw in the Morrison's car park. Morrison's about 2 kilometres from where I'm stood now. There were about 7 motorhomes parked up in a kind of the back area of the car park. And as we passed for the second time, we went past it once, turned around and came back, there was another motorhome pulling in. So I'm just wondering what that's about. It's a paint display car park. Maybe you can park overnight there. Might be worth a look. Molly, come here.
Hello.
Thank you. Come here. The orange rubber ball was invariably more inviting than the tennis ball that she's found. Look at those two little dogs up there. They look like little specks about 400 metres up ahead of us. Little Yorkshire Terrier looking things. Oh, she's found a Springer. She goes, two Springers. No, just the one. The magic whistle, and she turns on her heel and comes back. Did you see? Oh, sun. A bit of sun there. Okay. Right, so we're going to go walk back, if everybody gets something to eat, and continue on our way home, but probably stopping off a few places. What time is it? It's 12, exactly. Glastonbury, we can stop in. I'm tired today. My legs are aching. Sore. What does aching mean? Says Harry.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.